My goal for you today is to help you get more marketing emails open, to get your emails open, to get more engagement, to get more action. And ultimately, because this is marketing, the goal is to create more customers, more sales, and more profits from your email marketing. Email can absolutely be the most profitable internet marketing, online marketing thing that you do in your entire business. And so much of what you do in your business is really meant to just drive people onto your email list so that you can have this profit machine that can be your email list when you do it right. But if you're not doing the email marketing part right, if you're not getting emails, if you're not creating emails that get open, that get engaged with, that get action taken because of them, then email marketing is not what it could be for you. So that's what we're going to cover today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So the most important thing that you need to recognize, that you need to realize, that you need to practice if you are doing email marketing is that effective email marketing is really about your relationship. It is about your relationship with that one person on the other end of the email, who's receiving the email from you and who is making decisions to open it, to click it, to engage with it, to read it, to whatever. It's about that relationship with that one person. And when you are actively facilitating, when you're actively growing the relationship with that one person, everything that you want them to do to create whatever that marketing success is, however you're defining it, everything that you want them to do is much more likely to happen. And I think the number one mindset that I want you to keep in mind here to be more effective as an email marketer is to adapt the J. Abraham strategy of preeminence. So what does this mean? What does this mean? The strategy of preeminence is essentially the mindset that I am the preeminent expert authority on the topic around which I have built my business. And as the preeminent expert authority, it is my duty, my responsibility to you as my customer, as my reader, to give you the information that you need to make the best decision in your own best interests about this topic, about this product, about this service. And so that's not always, like, the preeminent person is not always just selling. The preeminent person is not always just making an offer and trying to get people to take action, especially if taking action is not in their best interest. The preeminent person says, here is what you need to know based on my expertise of this subject matter. And when you understand this, I believe you're going to select me, or I believe you're going to recognize me as the preeminent. Well, you don't necessarily use that word with your customers, with your clients, but I believe that you're going to recognize my expertise and my authority and my status in this market. And I believe that I can serve you. I believe that I can help you better than doing business with anybody else. And when you adopt this attitude, one of benevolent servitude, but also somewhat selfish servitude, because being the preeminent authority makes people want to do business with you. So it's selfish in that it gets the results of selfishness, but it's also benevolent in that you're never focused on actually just getting them to take the action to get the result that you want as the provider. You're focused on helping them get the result that they want as the customer. And you create your products, your services in such a way that doing business with you is what's going to get them the result that they want. And so when you, number one, adopt this attitude of, hey, when you show up on my email list, my goal first and foremost is to help you be the best that you can be, to help you create the best solution you can have, to help you achieve the solution to the problem that you're facing in the best possible way, to help you pursue the opportunity that you desire in the way that is most fulfilling and gratifying and beneficial to you. When you adopt that attitude, and that comes through in everything that you do, in the essence of your character, in like the undercurrents of every message that you put out, it's amazing how engaged your list will be. It's amazing how much people will want to connect with you. It's amazing how much people will engage and respond to what you do just because you have adopted this powerful attitude. So with that said, like, let's get a little bit more technique focused, a little bit more strategy focused, maybe a little bit more tactical. So one very important thing that you can do if your job is to serve your audience through your emails is you can use your emails as a tool for education-based marketing. And education-based marketing is basically educating your prospects around the problem that they're facing and the solution possibilities and how your solution is unique and what they need to understand as they're going through the buying decision for particular solutions in the marketplace. It's giving them all this information that is going to help them, that's going to lead them to the best buying decision for them, which in the majority of cases should probably lead to your product or service because you built it to be the best possible solution. So education-based marketing. So what we're talking about is your prospects are going to go through like the Eugene Schwartz market awareness spectrum. And before they really recognize that they're eventually going to buy something, what's going to happen is they're going to recognize that, oh, maybe there are some symptoms coming up in their life. These symptoms of like something is not quite right, or I'm not quite getting what I want out of my life, and I don't know exactly what the problem is, but like there's these things that make me start to think about, oh, I want something to be different than it is. And that is somebody who is unaware. That's like an unaware member of your prospect pool, your audience, that is moving into the market as they're developing symptoms of, so for example, when I graduated from college and I got a job at the customer service call center at the local gas company, I had a symptom of, I need to find out what I'm going to do with my life. Like it was kind of unclear to me that my problem was I didn't really have like a career prospect. I was going from one job to another, but I knew that I wasn't happy where I was at, like answering these calls of people yelling at me because they didn't pay their gas bill. Like that sucked, right? And that was the symptom. And so like I was unaware of even the problem really. And the problem being that, hey, I need to find a direction for my life. I need to find a career path, right? And then I started to become problem aware. It was like, yeah, I can't really, like, I have to decide on something. I can't really just go through applying for whatever job is going to get me a slightly better hourly wage, right? I became problem aware that I needed to find a path and not just let happenstance and whatever life, like, put in front of me be how I was going to live my life. And so I started looking for things, and I started looking for things that lined up with things that I was interested in. And so I went from unaware to problem aware. And I was, when you become problem aware, you're looking for solutions. And so I had some interests, and what got in front of me was you can make a living as a writer. Right. Somehow I was made aware that I could make a living as a writer, and I could do that through copywriting. And I had some interest in writing, and so that was great. And so I became solution aware about copywriting. And I was looking specifically for learning how to make money as a writer, because like that was, I realized that there was a path to make money as a writer, and it felt way better than making money answering angry customer service phone calls. Right. And so I became solution aware about that. And then I became aware of specific people who taught how to make money as a copywriter, right? I became aware of those specific people, and that's becoming you aware, or becoming like brand aware, right? So somebody goes from unaware to problem aware to solution aware to you aware. They become aware of you and your brand, right? And then it's like, okay, how do I buy, right? And you become deal ready. You're like ready to invest in a solution. And so getting us back to email marketing, education-based marketing through email, When somebody connects with you and gets on your email list, they're likely to be at different stages of that. Now, it's not very likely that you have a lot of people who are completely unaware on your email list. And so probably the least aware people on your email list are at least problem aware, like, oh, I'm trying to like figure things out here, right? Like I've recognized that there's something, there's a challenge I want to solve. There's an opportunity that I want to pursue, but I don't quite know how to do it. And so you help them understand the problem and what their understanding of the problem means about solutions that they're going to pursue. And then you help them understand solutions available in the marketplace. You help them understand how different solutions can meet their needs. And specifically, you help them decide like what becomes the buying criteria for a good solution versus a bad solution. And then you help them develop a relationship with you and establish you as the expert on this solution and your products or services specifically as ideal solutions to the problem that they're facing. And then you put deals in front of them. And so much email marketing can be aimed at just addressing people at the different points on the market awareness spectrum and then pointing them towards like a next step that they can take based on where they're at. So if they're only problem aware, maybe their next step involves being able to compare solutions. If they're solution aware, maybe their next step is, you know, here's where you learn more about me and why I'm able to provide a superior solution to you. If they're aware of all of that, and frankly, when a lot of people are on your email list, you have a much higher percentage that are basically deal ready, and they're just looking for you to put an offer in front of them. They're looking for you to present them with the next opportunity to find a solution to the problem. And so you can focus a lot of your email marketing on, okay, how today I'm going to write this email. How can I help people better understand the challenge that they're facing? How can I help people better understand their paths that are available to them, the solutions that are available to them? How can I help people better understand, like, what story can I tell about my experience that helps people understand why I'm a superior expert on this? Or do I just need to put out an offer, a deal for them? And so your emails, it can cover the different parts of the spectrum. And especially when somebody's new to your list, number one, you probably want to put a deal in front of them pretty quickly because there are going to be a certain number of people that show up on your list for the very first time and are basically ready to buy. And so you put an offer in front of them because you just want to, it's like skimming the cream off the top, right? You want to give them the opportunity if they're ready for it. But then you kind of go back through that market awareness spectrum and you say, okay, can I help these people understand the problem better? And specifically, like how to decide on a solution from the problem. Okay, can I help people understand the solution better and why ours is superior? Okay, how can I, after I'm establishing that ours is superior, how can I push them up to being ready for the deal? And you build that relationship through time. You build their understanding through time. You build, like, you are giving them value all the time in order to keep them engaged to your emails. And so, like, tactically, how to get the emails open, if you are focused on the right topics and you're focused on helping them achieve their goals, helping them solve the challenge or problem that they signed up for your email list in the first place to have solved, then they're going to stay engaged because you are providing them consistent value. The other thing that you can do is if you run your email list for very long and if you have more of a dialogue going with members of your audience, like I do it through surveys and stuff, you can do it through, hey, can you just reply to this and let me know? Answer to this question. If you answer questions and objections, oh, and by the way, you can also get this from your sales team. Like if you have a sales team who's answering calls and answering questions all the time and like having conversations with prospects and there's objections that come up, you can get this from them as well. If you just spend a lot of your emails answering questions and objections that you hear from your marketplace, number one, you're going to naturally walk through that market awareness spectrum, the unaware, problem aware, solution aware, you aware, deal ready, because there's going to be questions that come in at those different levels. But number two, it's going to be naturally more engaging because you're actually answering the questions that your prospects are telling you that they want to have answered, right? And so the more that you can answer those questions and objections, not in necessarily a sales-focused way, but in a, hey, we get this question a lot, and so I just want to make sure that you have a good answer to it, and here's the answer, then that can be highly valuable. Now, I'm saying all of this I'm going into all this detail, and I'm really coming at this from like a teacher perspective, right? So I'm just giving you a lot of details. But don't forget, and I need to remind myself often not to forget, that it also helps to be a little bit entertaining. It also helps to be engaging. It also helps, and entertainment doesn't have to mean like, hey, I'm a stand-up comic writing emails, right? It can be, hey, I'm just telling my interesting stories. I'm just sharing more about myself as a human being. I'm just being a human being and sharing my background and talking about things that are interesting to me. And if I'm interested in this thing, maybe you'll be interested in this thing. And like, how can I be more engaging than just the dry, like, you should do. Even like offers are often dry. Even promises are often dry. Like, people are enthralled by people, by stories, by like human beings. And that's really what's entertaining. Like, people are entertained by drama. They're entertained by negative emotion. They're entertained by lots of different things that are not just like, oh, here is information for your rational mind. Build relationships. Like, don't forget that your job through time, and if you're doing everything else that I've just talked about here, you're going to be doing this anyway. But your job through time is to really start to connect with your prospects more. So doing things like answering their questions and like really engaging with people who are on your email list, who are engaged with you, connecting with people off of your email list and then talking about that can be helpful. Anything to help people know you, like you, trust you better, telling more about yourself, like not getting too lost in the weeds of, you know, here's what I had for breakfast, but like, why is this topic important to you? Why is this market? Why is this product or service important to you? Why is this problem important for you to help other people solve? So how can you build relationships through that by sharing more of yourself? And just kind of on a more purely tactical basis, I do want to say, like, the job of email marketing is actually not to make the sale. The job of email marketing is to get the click. And if you try to sell too hard in your emails, if you're always pushing the next offer in your emails, if you're just like over the top, just trying to sell people, you're not going to get a lot of opens or engagement or action. People are going to unsubscribe or worse, just mark you as spam, and you're going to continually get spam complaints. And so the job of your email needs to be to connect with them first and then to give them a reason that like, hey, here's an additional resource that I thought you might find valuable, or here's the next step if you want to learn more about this, right? It's to sell that click, not to make the sale that should be made by the sales page after they click. And so for that, I do recommend a 95-5 rule. So like, I've spent the majority of this episode talking about content that is going to help you get your emails open and engage with and get people to take action. And you should spend about 95% of your real estate, whether it's, you know, in this case, it's actually talking, but if it's your email copywriting as well, spend 95% of your message actually focused on the content. And then you spend the last 5% with a call to action, directing them towards an additional resource. And remember, you're just selling the click. So for example, if you want to learn more about education-based marketing and how doing this kind of value-first marketing actually can be used very intentionally as a marketing strategy, as an entire approach to your marketing, and how to build funnels essentially that direct people from not knowing you at all to becoming a paying customer. If you want to learn more about those kinds of concepts and how to, and an entire strategy for implementing this in your business, I do have a program, a training course called the Value First Funnel Strategy. And it's part of my BTMS Insiders members library. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You sign up, you pay a low monthly fee, and you get access to over 100 hours of training from me on copywriting, marketing, business building, etc. And the Value First Funnel Strategy is one of the things that you get. So I'll include a link to the Value First Funnel Strategy and BTMS Insiders in the description with this episode. But you see what I'm saying there is like I spend a little bit of time offering an additional resource if you want to go deeper after spending 95% of my time engaging with you in ways where, you know, I do feel like it's my role to be the preeminent expert on marketing and copywriting and how you can build your business through effective response-oriented direct response advertising. And so I spend all this time focused on content, and then I say, hey, and if you want to go deeper, check out this resource. The link is in the description. That's awesome. That's the 95-5 rule at work, 95% content, 5% call to action. And it really does help with getting people to engage with your email. And the other thing is, like, you can do this in every email as long as you're not beating people over the head with those calls to action. You can always be asking people to take action, even if it's a free offer, because what that does is it gets people in the habit of taking action because you suggested them to. And it also gets you good at asking people to take action. And when all of that happens, it becomes a flywheel where the more engagement you get with your emails, the more people's email service providers recognize, oh, this is an email that people actually engage with and want to pay attention to. And so you actually get, you know, you get preferential treatment where your emails go to the inbox instead of the promotions tab, and lots of good things happen because of that. And so using that 95-5 rule is pretty effective with your email marketing. So my name is Roy Furr. This has been a daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I would love it if you'd leave a comment or review with this. Let me know on a 1 to 10 scale how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your takeaways, action items? What are you going to do as a result of getting this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. Also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And I promise that I will also occasionally offer you additional resources that you can invest in, such as the Value First Funnel Strategy and BTMS Insiders, because I do believe that it is in your best interest to invest in growing yourself as a copywriter, as a marketer. And so I make some pretty good offers along that lines too. So with that, again, Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in that next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.